Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast.
Thank you, Pastor. And I give honor to Pastor and Sister Harmon. I love you. My heart is a little heavy tonight because just what he was talking about is something that I have been experiencing myself. And even though I have experienced feeling the hope of God, that there is no other feeling like it whenever he just lays it in your spirit in an instant. I've also, in these last couple of weeks, experienced feeling extreme hopelessness. And there's nothing like that either. But today, I want to talk. That's what I want to talk about. My title is, There is Hope. There's so many things that I could talk about today when it comes to hope and hope and hopelessness. There are so many scriptures in the Word of God and so many stories that I could talk about today. In fact, Pastor talking about Elijah, that's at one time that was in my notes, but I took it out because I had to kind of weed things out a little bit. But Elijah in that moment, he felt hopelessness in that moment when he was ready to die. And he crossed my mind whenever I was thinking about him and others in the Word of God. I thought about Job and among some others there. And I even thought about Paul and the times that it is not in my notes, but whenever he talks about all the trial and the persecution and the tribulation that he went through. And there was a time that as I was studying that it dawned on me, there had to be so many times that Paul felt like there was no hope because of his near-death experiences when he was right in the midst of it. But God, even in the instance that Pastor texted me back about, sent an angel there to give him that hope that he needed in the moment. He is our Savior. He is our Deliverer. He is our hope. He is our Rescuer. He's our Keeper. And I've been saying that a whole lot in the last few weeks. He is our Keeper. And I'm so thankful that he has continued to keep me. And he's been continued to keep my family. I should have been dead a long time ago. I should have been lost a long time ago, but God, in his mercy and his love and his compassion and his grace and in his plan for my life, he kept me. He kept me through it all. But I've had some specific things in my spirit, and I'm just going to share that and hope that it flows here. Job 14 and 7 through 9 has continually popped up in my spirit. Job 14 and 7 through 9 says, "For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant." I'm thankful today that in a couple of different instances in these last several weeks, that God has allowed me to feel that new life where it felt like he had everything was stripped away, spiritually speaking, and then going through some of the things that we've gone through. And everybody here, I feel like, knows what that's like. We've all been going through different things, and it feels like little by little, things are being stripped away from us. And it's all part of the process, and it's all part of the plan of God. It's necessary. And the pain is necessary. It's necessary in his plan. But there is hope for new life. And I praise him that when I felt that hope come inside of me, I felt restoration and I felt new life springing up inside of me. I felt that hope in such a powerful way that it felt like, well, I put some notes in my phone that very morning while I was up here praying, and I felt a new season coming forth, a new season sprouting forth for me. And I'm thankful because it's not just for me. And I noticed that very night, Brother Keaton mentioned that in his message. It's a new season, and that's what I felt. Also, I think it's not just for me, but it's for our church. It's a new season, and I'm thankful that there is hope. There is hope for new life, and there is hope for change. It's not always going to be the way it feels right now. It's not always going to be that way. Change is coming. Change is coming. And there is hope for deliverance from your situation and deliverance from the things that are holding you back and the things that are latched on and the things that are hindering you. There is hope for deliverance from hopelessness, from depression, from oppression. There's deliverance for us, and there is deliverance for the people around us, the world out there that we're coming in contact with every day. There is hope for them. There are so many people that have lost hope. And I've been hearing reports of it every day. But there is hope that things can be different. There's hope that there is a way out. There is hope that their life matters. There's hope for that the 12-year-old child that I heard about who tried to commit suicide very recently. There's hope for her. There's hope in God. There is hope for the man who lost his job because he was bound by alcohol. There's hope for the woman who lost her children because of her drug addiction that I heard about just this last week. There's hope for those people out there who don't know about God, who don't know what we have, who don't know that there is a deliverer. Yes. There is a God who can restore them and bring new life to them also. There is hope for them. The list goes on and on, though. It's not just those issues and those problems, but there's lots of things that has shattered lives around us that has caused people to be hopeless. And such were some of us. Such were some of us and that have been in the place of no hope and made bad decisions. I have. But today, maybe your situation is not as extreme as some of these that I've talked about, and your situation is about something else, like the promises that God has given you, the prophecies that God has brought forth, the prophecies we have for our church, and each one of us here probably have promises that haven't seen come to pass yet, but there's hope for you today that the promise will come to pass. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He has a plan for each one of us. He has a purpose. And I've said it so many times in Sunday school, and I will not quit saying it. He is for you, Sister Harmon. He is for us. He is for every one of us. He's for us. And sometimes it's easy to lose sight of that when we're going through things and the storm is raging all around us. But he is for me, and he is for you. And sometimes we just have to declare it to build our faith. He's for us. I want to read that scripture in the NIV also. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. An expected end. Hope and a future. The future that he has purpose for your life. the future that He has planned for you, and all of the things that we go through, and all of the things that the storms and the trials and all these things are working for that purpose. It's all working for our good, Sister Ruby. It's all working for our good. He's been working on us, and we've been going through these things, but it's to get prepared to be the vessels of hope that He's calling us to be. It's not easy going through those things and being prepared to be that vessel, but God has a purpose and a plan for each one of us, and He wants us to be vessels of hope, to share that hope with others, that they can see that hope in us that God has given us. There are so many people out there who need it. Sunday morning, I had to, as the service was going on, and I think it was during the music ministry, I had to say, God, forgive me, because they're singing about going deeper. The praise team is singing about that, and we've sang that song, and I remember a number of months ago whenever I was singing that song, and oh, I was declaring it, I want to go deeper. And when we think about going deeper, we think about how awesome it's going to be and the great things that it's going to be that God is going to do in us and do through us. But reality came whenever I saw the storm raging all around me, and I started to sink, and I had to say, God, forgive me for sinking in the midst of that. I felt like I failed the test, honestly, but God, He's merciful. He's merciful, and He's teaching us, and He has helped me along the way. He's full of mercy and compassion, and I thank Him for not giving up on me. I thank Him that He's got a plan for me, and He's not giving up on you either, none of you. He's not giving up on us, even when we fail those tests. He's not giving up on us, and I'm thankful for that today. He has a plan for me, and it's going to be accomplished. It will be accomplished. That couple of weeks ago on that Wednesday morning, as we headed out to the church and we were going to pray for a little while, I started feeling something changing in my spirit. I started feeling something moving. And as we came in and we prayed, I told y'all I felt this hope that completely came in and just swept over me, and it started rising up, and I started praying, and I started declaring things, and that there's nothing like that hope. I cannot describe it. I felt faith and I felt hope, but I don't think I've ever had God just physically, it seemed like just physically just drop that in my lap right there. It was there, and it changed me. It absolutely changed me. And it was so beautiful. And there was nothing like it. There's nothing that I can compare that to. And I've had lots of experiences in my relationship with God, but there's nothing that I can compare that hope to that He gave me. That hope that I see that other people need. I started feeling these things and declaring, and I was overwhelmed by the power of this hope. And I realized God can give you hope in an instant. And that's when I texted the pastor as I went on my way, and I started thinking about all these people. There's these different people through the years that I've prayed for, and it seemed like they were hopeless, and they would come and they would pray, and we would pray for them and we would encourage them, and they still walked away hopeless with the same problems and the same outlook. And it's like they could not see any other way than the situation that they were in and where they were at right then. And I asked him, I said, Do you think that God delivers hopelessness in an instant? Does he do that? Because there's been so many times that it felt like it just little by little, God did it in me. Little by little, He strengthened me. Little by little, He encouraged me by His word. Little by little, God helped me. He pulled me up out of that pit, little by little. And I'm so thankful for every time that He did that. But I want to pray for somebody and then be changed in that instant. I want to know, God, are you going to do that? Whenever I lay hands on them and say, I take authority over this hopelessness, I want to see somebody delivered in that instant. I just believe that the pastor, I was like, I want to know what you think about this. I want to start studying it. I started studying all these scriptures. But he said, yes, God can do it. But if he chooses to, and sometimes he doesn't choose to, but when he doesn't choose to, he pulls us up. Like I said, he'll pull us up out of that pit little by little. I'm thankful today that he allowed me to feel that, because it was like that deliverance of hopelessness. I wasn't in a very low point at that point, but I did see some situations in my life that I had been praying about that I didn't know if they would. I mean, you want to have the faith that they're going to change, but sometimes things look so impossible. I mean, and being real about it. But in that instant, it's like when that hope came, I believed for everything, and that it didn't matter how God was going to do it, he would do it. He was going to do it. And he can do that for others too. We can pray for people and they can receive that hope that they need. I know that it can happen in an instant because I experienced it. Your whole outlook can change. Your whole vision can change. Your speech, the way that you're talking about things, the way you're speaking, your thoughts, your prayers, everything can change in that instant. God has a plan, and his plan is to deliver us. He wants us to be those vessels of hope. But I have to say that whenever I thought about it, I thought about that little by little. Several weeks back, I was in a very low place, and I felt like in that point of hopelessness for my life and my situations. It doesn't compare to some of these other situations that these people have gone through, but in my situations, for the things that I was praying about, it got to the point where I felt hopeless about some of them. And God gave me the scripture that the pastor talked about in Zerubbabel. And I started speaking it, and I talked about this in Sunday school class. I started speaking that scripture, and God challenged me when he gave me that scripture to make it personal. And I started making that personal for myself. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Amy, you shall become a plain. You will become dust beneath my feet. And I would pray that over every situation that felt impossible. And little by little, I gained strength. Little by little, I gained hope. Little by little, God built my faith back up to believe that he was going to do the impossible. The things that felt impossible, he can move. He can move in every situation. He's able today. I'm almost done. I want to read one more scripture. And, oh, wait, I don't have to have my Bible for that. I've got it on my phone. I thought I needed it. Okay, so Luke 4:18 says, I'm going to read it. It's not in the King James Version. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He hath sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Jesus said it. He came to do those things for us. But he also gives us power through his blood, through his word, through his spirit, through the Holy Ghost to do this, to be the vessel to do this for others. I do want to read one more scripture that I have written down right here. Romans 8 and 15 and 13. Now the God of hope, because he is the God of hope, fill you all with joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That you may abound or overflow in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, it's about relationship. It is about relationship. And if we will get alone with God, and if we will let Him strengthen us through the power of the Holy Ghost and through His Word, through the Holy Word of God, then He will help us to be able to be those vessels of hope that He's calling us to be. That's all I got. I just want to encourage you today. If you are feeling hopeless, get along with God. He's here today. He's here wherever you are, anytime, any day, to deliver you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, and to build your hope and build your faith. Yes. And if you need somebody to pray for you, call me. I will be glad to pray for you.